in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 24 through 29. David sends the priests, Abiathar and Zadok, back into Jerusalem, not in resignation, but in a strategic move. David is setting up spies in the camp of Absalom. But then we read that David is still in grief. This whole thing still hurts. He's still broken over his sin. He is hurting because his own son is causing chaos within his kingdom. David is hurting. And in the midst of that pain, he receives the news that Ahithophel has betrayed him. We already knew that from last week, but now David finds out. One more blow to the soul. One more person betraying him. We can hear David's hurt in Psalm 41. Even my close friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. David writes in Psalm 55, my companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. His speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. David knows heartache and pain. And then, with a faint breath and exhausted soul, David prays, O Lord, please turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And this is where the trail of tears meets the providence of God. Stay with us as we watch this story of God's amazing power and providence unfold. As you pray today, please remember Uber Aliaga, our associational missions promoter in Peru. And also remember the Yaturu Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.